Mr. Gary, I would like to compliment the fact that this sort of information has been brought forward, because it's important. We've been emphasizing the need to know how well our classrooms are being fixed and maintained and so forth. It shows us that there are some problems. But what struck me as soon as I saw this memo, maybe it's because I went to this school and I remember what the school looked like when I was there, Sweetwater High School, where we have spent, I believe, if I'm not incorrect, approximately $60 million of DB and Prop O money. I think that's accurate. $60 million to put a beautiful front and a beautiful back. But when we visited that school, that school looked exactly the way I remember it in 1969. And there's 40 classrooms in that school that we spent $60 million who did not have air conditioning. I know that's the past, but that's shameful. Why did we spend the $60 million to fix the classrooms? As opposed to a facade for the administration building and a beautiful football.
Correct.
So, I agree with your reference that this is a great time. This is what we, as citizens, have been asking for experts. This goes to the core. We have outlined everything. But like Mr. McCarl said, there's no timeline associated with this. And you do represent for the long to the master plan, but this to me is within the category of safety and comfort and that sort of thing. So, personally speaking, I would put this not going to learn facility. This would be, as I tell you, we know how to get fixed like tomorrow type of thing. But this past summer, we had record heat, and as I said, we knew how to learn, they had to get on it like immediately, right? Because the kids, they're having to go home from the school because it's just too hot. HVAC, in my eyes, is not an optimal thing. It's not a long range plan thing. It's like the electrical, like anything else. It's a necessity. You just have to sweat and try to learn something. And the teachers can't just be there trying to put up fans. And the paddle fans, that's a small band-aid issue. We're just throwing money at something that, you know, what paddle fans are going to do, they just circulate the hot air. The hotter it gets, they just become like hotter beams, whatever. I mean, they work great at about 80, 90 degrees. You get to the 100 range in the classroom. And I think, I'm not an expert in this, but to me, that's what I see. Again, risk versus safety. I mean, what's it going to take for these kids to swim and think that there was a heat exhaustion or something to that effect? I mean, this past summer, you were seeing that setting in the news going there, or just showing how kids are having to go outside of the classroom because it was cooler outside than inside the classroom. I don't think we should be getting there, especially in the way that we do that.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it brief and then we're going to get through all six items here tonight. But the go-to is not me. The issue isn't, as we said, Mr. Gary, it is not as simple as we're going to go up on the roof and drop. Most of these schools are the single layer roof, which means the ducting is either going to be on the roof or under. And if you have the electrical updates, capacity changes, and you're also going to have to look at the condition of that roof. In the end, to put a $5,000 or $8,000 HVAC unit for that classroom, you may have to put an $8,000 roof on it first because that ductwork is going to have to be on top of the roof. So at least you're beginning to think that way. In the previous administration, we would be told we're going to put $8,000 on an HVAC unit and then get resourced into a $16,000 or $18,000 classroom with a parking lot in the National City that I think is the poster child for that. So this is one of those things that the board is going to have to be like the parent at the checkup on at the supermarket. The bad parents are going to want something to be parents, the drama parents, the performing arts center. It's the performing arts center they're all going to want things, but just like the parents who look at the kid climbing on that candy gun, because they know we do need these things first. And that's going to be tough, because you now have constituencies that are going to want things. But I think, again, it's a triage, and these are the things that I think we need to spend our money on first, because that's probably going to get us the best return in terms of education than some of these other things that are going to engender pride in the school district. The excuse for why this is a gym, and what does it matter if the kids can't spell the gender? So, thank you.
Mr. Moran.
I must say, either Robert was channeling through me or I was channeling through him, but I was going to say the same thing about, my God, $60 million we spent on the school, we got 40 classrooms that don't have air conditioning. What is wrong with that picture? But, like this bond program has been, so this committee's been set up, I was going with Sandra Wessler today, how did we get all selected in here? There was an institutionalized process for how we select bond oversight committee members. Interview process, interview questions, and so on. We got an institutional process. Same things have been done with the bond program. You got priorities. Before you spend a dollar on anything, the question ought to be, how does this fit into our priority list that's been adopted by the board? Is it consistent with that? It isn't because Principal A was a friend of Ed Grant, so they get this at this school kind of decision. It has to be something that makes sense. So I think what we're seeing with Mr. Geary is I think he does have a schedule for what he would like to do with these HVAC. It's not like you snap your finger and you get the HVAC. You've got to go through DSA, you've got to make sure the roof can take the load and so on. But I think if we can institutionalize again how we make decisions where it's always weighed against what we promised the voters we were going to do in the first place, we'll be a lot better off. So, anyway, I like what you have here.
Mr. Gooden and Mr. Pike.